Are you serious? Fine. Yeah, fine. Come on, but I stay on the right side, okay? That's my space. I'm not shifting for nobody. It's amazing that it has come to this. I mean, really? Like, after how many years of clinging around like the fucking Terminator, and now the heater decides to do its little death rattle. How cute, how charming. It is very rude. On one of the coldest nights of the year? It's malicious. For what? Yeah, but I didn't mean to, did I? Doesn't karmic justice require, like, nefarious intent? I just wasn't expecting it, okay? You can't say that it was the best birthday you ever had, and then smash cut, boom, your dad died. It creates a natural punchline, and that is not my fault. Say that again. No, say it again. Say it. I went, no, Rumi. Come on, be honest with me. But just, I want to hear it. I want it to spring forth, unfiltered, unashamed. Just tell me what you really think. Are you really knuckled down on that? Okay, brave. Okay, well then how about this? I can shove my fist down your throat, out your ass, and then wave at the nearest child. Okay, and then who's looking bad then? No, not me, because I just got a manicure. Okay, you know, but no. Okay, you see, it's becoming a debate, and frankly, I don't really have the energy for it. I'm too tired. I've barely slept the past few weeks. And now I guess I gotta accommodate your ice cold zombie feet, which, if you put them on me at any point tonight, I will permanently fix the issue by setting us both on fire. So. Yeah, whatever. You just make good on your end, okay? And radiate some fucking heat. I'm not made for these temperatures. I'm like a little lizard. No, it's fine. I didn't think that there wouldn't be touching, or right. You get it. Anyway, if you snore, I'm kicking you out. I am. It's my right. Oh, that's okay. Fine. Maybe. Well, then I'll keep your sweatshirt. And how's that? And your pants. If you keep copping that attitude, Jesus Christ. It's compensation. Don't bring up a fault in my logic if you don't want me doubling down. Okay. Now toast me, bitch. Oh, yeah, it's been fine. You know, well, besides having to stay at my grandparents an extra 2 weeks. Thank you, Omicron. The holidays are always, you know, like a little shaky, but when your sisters start having kids every other month, it gets a bit more hectic and, shamey, which I'm really not fond of. Yeah, like, no, what's the point? I don't understand. It's like they're all raising their eyebrows at me, like I'm putting a dent in the family success story. But do you want to buy more presents? You were complaining about it enough as is. Ugh, just leave me alone. Well, honestly, fine otherwise. My pop-pop lives this time of year, so the house was extra cozy, as always. What about you? Any new stories? New recipes I should know about? Oh, who was it last year that tried to utilize that 1950s cookbook? That's right. Oh, what a courageous, well-intentioned, misguided woman. So, what was the damage this time? Ooh, yikes. I can kind of see that being good. In a Great Depression kind of way, you know? Oh, in fourth grade, my teacher had us bring various foods from the 1800s in to learn about the Civil War. And I gotta say, the LARPy nature of it really gave the hardtack a bit more leniency than it would have normally earned. So maybe you can apply that line of thought to the next prune pudding. Well, I'm glad it wasn't a disaster. I couldn't exactly bail you out two states away. Actually, yeah, I guess that could have worked, but then you'd be depriving yourself of that holiday prune experience, and that isn't fair to anybody. I mean, especially not me, who now gets to picture your face at the first bite. What? No. Surely you had a taste, a nibble, just a little t Oh, she worked so hard. You're a monster. You really never know who you're sharing a bed with, huh? Don't be offended, by the way, if I sleep with one eye open. Okay, what is this? Is this, are you trying to chloroform me with no chloroform? I don't, what is gonna happen? Oh, God, you bastard! Oh, you little fucking dick! No, I told you the consequence of your fucking feet. I'm off to get the propane. Okay. Oh, this is high treason. It is kidnapping of the queen, a queen of this mattress, which is a queen, by the way. It's a kind of double. Okay. I'm really not into being held hostage by the frigid-footed beast of the shitty fucking. I don't know, it's too cold to riff. Yeah, I guess this sort of helps. Not the most comfortable I could be. But it's not terrible. Are you seriously going to hold this position? 'Cause I mean, is it doing something for you? Besides the obvious, I have some theories that don't paint you in the most positive light, but I don't know. You tell me. I ask the question. I knew it. You're disgusting. I'm more than body heat, okay? I'm also a hypocrite, so if you don't mind. Fuck you. know this. It's disgusting. Oh, did wrestling me back prove exhausting? Yeah. This little baby boy is so sleepy. Well, that's good for me. I guess even villains have to sleep sometime. Bullshit, I heard that yawn. Okay, fine. Then you stay up and listen to the icicles hardening. I am going to take a more proactive approach. And how about, since you were so deprived, okay, how does this sound? A reading of a ginger snap apple pear crumble sound. No, it's good. It's like storybook hour. Okay. Here we go. Oh my god. Okay. There's not that much. All right. Okay. When my great 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 grandmother crossed the Great Atlantic in 1862, all she had on her were a few dollars, an extra pair of socks, and a dream. She was going to start a new life in the great, she's great, 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 in the great United States in 1862? Suboptimal. And raise many generations of Presbyterians, which ultimately didn't work out because she caught hay fever, three babies in, and sneezed herself off a tall flight of stairs. My grandfather also converted to Judaism, and my son practices witchcraft, so we definitely fell a bit off the conventional wagon in the eyes of her ghost. But Caleb says when she visits him at night, she's mainly just interested in messing with his Glade plug-in sensor, so I guess she's past the point of utter indignation. What her brief legacy taught me, however, was how to never let life pass you by. And always seize the day as best you can. In accordance to this code, I've decided to make a few alterations to this classic recipe my aunt stole from her mother-in-law and add some extra darkened caramel to the most delicious ginger snap apple pear crumble you'll ever eat. No, shush. I'm falling. The ingredients you'll need: apples and pears, ginger snaps, homemade or store-bought, cornstarch, brown sugar, lemon juice, cinnamon, star anise, ground ginger, rolled oats, and unsalted butter. First step is to peel and cut the roots. Slicing is hard. Good morning. I kinda wasn't expecting you to still be here. Did you just wake up? Or... Okay. Still pretty sleepy. Which is new, actually. Because I'm sleepy and not tired. I haven't woken up like that in, what, 4 months? That's nice. I think having someone else to sort of keep me stationed might have helped. Okay. Don't get ahead of yourself. A big teddy bear could have done the same thing. Well, you are surprisingly cuddleable. Hold on. What? Did you hold this position all night? Oh, fuck. Sorry. I mean, I shouldn't apologize. You brought it on yourself, but. Man. That's, I don't know if this is a practiced skill, but that's some top-tier boyfriend stuff. I'm just saying, it's some girl's gonna be very lucky. Yeah. If you want, you. Wait. Sorry. Can you stay for just a few more minutes? Just if you have a sec. I take a while to wake up, and it's just so cozy with you in here. And I just know it's gonna be absolutely freezing if you know, the second you get up, so. Yay! Thank you. Any position is fine. This is about hot boxing, so. That works. It's classic. It's fine. How did you sleep? I think I may have conked out before you. Well, that's good. Any dreams? I had a couple. One was one of those where you're like half asleep, so it's like you're definitely dreaming, but you're still like part, at least like partly awake. So it's unclear how much is, you know. This is gonna, it's gonna sound weird. But I thought I felt in the dream, like a kiss on top of my head. And because I just remembered, I assume subconsciously that you were the one behind me, so I guess it like amplified the dream logic that you, I mean, I know you didn't. I didn't have to bring this up. Sorry, I'm still groggy. I mean, I wouldn't hate it. Like, I wouldn't kick you out. I owe you for the good night's sleep. So, if you wanted to do it again, you know, or dream, I don't know, but it would be cool. Did you get so sweet? I resent that. Maybe you resemble it too, but you do contrast me. Because I would never be bold enough to ask to sleep in your bed as much as I would like to. Yeah. What, you think you're the only one with an inconvenient attraction here? Are you serious? Well, that's nice. I didn't know I was so good at hiding it. It does make it kind of messy being housemates, though. Very nice. Did you just say you, yeah, you did. You did. Low branch. Oh my God. Yeah. What? Did the urge just suddenly leave you? Just how often do you get cold feet, huh? Tell me that. this is purely to stroke my ego, but how often have you fantasized about this? Let's say, well, let's start with just the neck kisses, and tip play, I guess. That's a really good answer. Matches pretty closely with mine, so it's flattering. Really warm. Oh, it's really hot. They're not crazy sensitive, you're just really good at what you do, I guess. Maybe a little desperate. Naughty. So what? Don't seduce me then. Why? I want to grind more. Oh, okay. Okay. Yes. Please. 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 Rub my little pussy, is that what you said? That's not so silly anymore. Huh? Wait. Rub my little pussy more. Please, please. Don't pull away. Your fingers. I want your fingers. Because they feel good. Really fucking good. I've wanted to fuck you for a long time, so please fuck me. I'm sorry. I just didn't realize you were gonna like finger. Oh, I guess I should have figured that in this context, fucking my finger fucking. Really your cock pressed into me. Oh, sexy as hell. Ha ha ha! fuck, come at me. Oh, fuck. Please, 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 please. Come, come. I can't. Don't pull out. I will squeeze. I will contract. Don't pull out. No, well, if we're keeping to the theme of cozy, then you have to stay inside. And stay. That was some move, Buster. Well, obviously, I hated it. It is not every day you get introduced to cock moments before you come, like milliseconds before you come. I don't know if you timed that up perfectly on purpose or if it just worked out that way. You know what, if you want to paint this grandiose image of yourself in my head, you're free to do so. I am afterglowing like crazy. So it really, oh my god. It seasons the experience for sure. There's already a difference between like a clit gasm and an inner gasm. But nothing beats both at the same time. Holy shit. I feel like we need to turn the heat up more. This is very nice, but it isn't really getting it. No. Not right now. Come on. Just. I know I complained. I'm allowed to complain. I'm allowed to be conflicted with what I want. And I'm both cold and want you to stay right here. And this is cozier. We can just pull the blanket up more. See? There honestly isn't much that beats playing with someone that you
care about. Don't look at me. Let me be corny in private. No, I can't do that while you make eye contact. I can't. Maybe you should set the example then. Okay. Say something sweet. Okay, look into my eyes. And romance me. Oh, come on. Are you having to think that much? Just Jesus. Okay. That was good. It was both cheesy and sincere. I'm short circuit, obviously. I'm not the only one embarrassed. Okay, I see you looking at you right now. You've got a flush going. You're red as a. You look slightly panicked. I'm not having a stroke. I'm just saying. Fine. Okay. Fine. You beat me in that department. Okay. You. Good for you. Right. You gotta wait for me to better articulate it. But that's what you get in the meantime. Well, I'm a little loopy right now, but maybe I'll dish out another one. In a bit. Speaking of dishes, do you want to use the waffle maker? Because I want to use the waffle maker. We have syrup. I bought some yesterday, and I bought ice cream. Oh my god. And you got that fruit, right? And it looks like a snow day. So why don't we make